The White House Report.
Veteran iconic journalist Bob Woodward has a new book coming out. The president is not too happy. That book gives graphic detail of the dysfunction within the White House and the dysfunction of this president. Bob Woodward's book is along with others that talk about the dysfunction in the White House, to include Omarosa's new book, Unhinged, as well as my new book, Under Fire. The American public is feeling the stress of this presidential dysfunction. According to a CNN poll, President Trump's approval ratings are down to 31%. I talked to Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee about these poll numbers.
Sure, I think that this reflects the culture of corruption that we know has existed from day one of this presidency. And the public understands that. They get it. And I think that they will demonstrate that in November at the polls.
Are you anticipating a blue tsunami?
Listen, we are working each and every day to make sure that Democrats take back the House, because it's so important that we have at least a check on this White House. Currently, our system of checks and balances has eroded, and it's so important that we're able to stop this culture of corruption in the House and hopefully in the Senate also, by being that check on this Trump administration. And so all of us are working very hard throughout the country, working with candidates. And I tell you one thing, we've got some phenomenal Democrats who are running and positioned to win if, in fact, we do the right thing with our getting our message out and our field operations and making sure that the public understands who we are as Democrats and vote to put a check on this president.
And last thing, you know, those who were polled, they showed they did not like how the administration or the president handled or treated the press. First Amendment, freedom of the press. What do you think about that?
The public understands that this is essential in our system of democracy. You have to have a free press. Because this is, you know, about freedom of speech. It's about information. It's about providing the public with information so they can make their own decisions freely. When you look at authoritarian governments, you don't see freedom of the press. And I think Americans really understand that we don't want to go there. And we, whether you agree or disagree with whatever press outlet, that we need a free press. And this administration is definitely trying to shut that down.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I hope people know, and I think that the public is demonstrating that when you see these polls, that what's at risk is many of our values as Americans, our democracy, our vision for the future for our young people. And, you know, the agenda of the Trump administration reflects the culture of corruption, and we're going to demonstrate, and the public's going to demonstrate in November that this is unacceptable. And I really think that we have to be engaged, and as we say in my district, we have to stay woke, because these are some very challenging times, but a defining moment. And so I have a lot of optimism and a lot of hope that we're going to win in November if we do our work.
Oakland Congresswoman Barbara Lee. I'm April Ryan, AURN News.